First up today, horse racing, and the incredible story continues. Only a week and a half short of his 58th birthday, Josef Vanya won the Velka Pardubitska, or Grand Pardubitsa steeplechase, for the seventh time on Sunday, confirming his reputation as one of Europe's most remarkable jockeys. However, Vanya's second win in a row on Tiumen wasn't without controversy. The 9-year-old finished just a nose ahead of Amant Gris, ridden by Marek Stromski, who complained that Vanya had pressed him into a fence. It took nearly half an hour for stewards to announce the winner, but when they did, there were loud cheers around the racecourse for the veteran jockey.
Amant Gris, díky mojí nerozvážnosti mladické, mě málem chytl na cílové desce, ale...
Thanks to my youthful rashness, Amant Gris almost caught me at the finish. But if I won, I won. That's the way it is. It's the seventh time, and I think seven is enough.
Je to po sedmé, a já si myslím, že sedm a dost.
Josef Vanya, who on Sunday won the 120th Grand Pardubice steeplechase. The Czech Republic's footballers have put their campaign to reach Euro 2012 back on track after a 1-0 win over Scotland in Prague on Friday night. The Czechs had to show patience against a Scotland side that lined up without a striker. But the breakthrough eventually came halfway through the second half, when Roman Bednář headed a corner onto Roman Hubník, who fired into the net from close range. The goal scorer said the win would prove valuable for the Czechs.
For us it was a very difficult game involving a lot of battling. You could see whenever we lost the ball going forward how hard we fought to get it back. In that way we eliminated fast counter-attacks by the Scots. Those 3 points are hugely important. It was really important mentally.
And the Czech Republic will be expected to take 3 more points when they play the Minnows of Liechtenstein away on Tuesday. That's in their last European Championship qualifying game this year. Ice hockey and the NHL came to the Czech Republic for only the second time ever at the weekend. The league's first games here in 2008 were judged a damp squib. But the NHL's reputation has now been restored after 2 thrilling matchups between Phoenix Coyotes and Boston Bruins at Prague's O2 Arena. There were 7 goals in the first game on Saturday as Phoenix ran out 5-2 winners, while Boston got their revenge the following evening with a 3-0 win. The Bruins' Slovak captain Zdeno Chara had this to say about the team's improvement in match 2.
Well, I think that obviously we played a much better game than yesterday. We tried to create some momentum at least going into the third period in the first game, and we tried to carry that over to the second game. So I think that was the biggest difference. We came out strong. We created a lot of chances. We were putting a lot of pressure on them and didn't get that much time to do anything. So and eventually we got rewarded. You know, it was 0-0 for a long time, and eventually we scored. And then pretty much from that point, we were just totally controlling the game.
And finally, in other hockey news, Czech goaltender Ondřej Pavelec was rushed to hospital after collapsing only minutes into a season opener between his club Atlanta and Washington. Tests are still being carried out to determine what caused the 23-year-old to suddenly fall back on the ice, suffering concussion. That's all the sport for today.
Ian Willoughby, and of course we'll have more sports news for you same time, same place next week.